This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The decision by the Supreme Court not to hear a lawsuit challenging Washington State's denial of a coal export terminal was announced yesterday, and Governor Mark Gordon was quick to respond, saying the court's refusal to grant a hearing on the critical issue the case raised was frustrating. Wyoming has been pushing to overturn numerous efforts by the state to kill proposals to build a coal export terminal that would provide access for U.S. coal producers to Asian markets. Three Gillette Junior High Rodeo competitors placed in the finals at the National Junior High Finals Rodeo this past week in Des Moines, Iowa. According to the news record, Tyson Schmelzel placed seventh with a score of 65 points in bareback steer riding. Also competing in the finals from Gillette was Ricky Joe Rourke, who placed fourth in barrel racing. Caitlin Moore of Wright placed 11th in the breakaway finals with a time of 10.72. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. A man was freed from the crushed cab of his semi-truck over the weekend after his vehicle ran off the road into a narrow ditch. Firefighters took an hour to cut the man out of the truck, and he was then airlifted to Wyoming Medical Center in Casper. North Antelope Rochelle Mine provided a boom truck to help with the extrication. The driver's condition is unknown, as is why he veered off the road. This past weekend's Donkey Creek Festival was much like the first one, with stormy, rainy weather changing plans for performers and attendees alike. The first year of the festival, two decades ago, it rained so hard that the festival had to retreat into the atrium of Gillette College's main building. Fortunately, this year, the rain finally subsided, and the performances on Friday night were very well attended and much appreciated. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.